Who says health is too complicated to figure out? Who says they're confused by all the conflicting information they're getting? They're not going to the right source. They need to tune into our show, Health Simplified. It's a simple guide to a healthier life with some simple explanations from the man who makes it sound simple. Even complicated topics like today or fancy words like today, Dr. Justin Fessler. Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Paul?
Today, you're going to talk about a word. You gave me a little script just to tune me into some of this stuff to talk about, because this is not one I know about, but I should, as we'll talk about it. It affected my mother deeply in the latter years of her life, dementia.
Yeah.
But we're talking about something, a word that I'd never even heard before, and that word is what, GABA something here?
Gabapentin, yep. So it's also called Neurontin.
Okay. Neither of which I've ever heard. My mother, just since I teased it, as anyone who's heard the show, I talk about her a lot. Last couple of years of life was miserable. She had Parkinson's. That turned into dementia.
Yeah.
And wow, and that was not a fun ride those last 10 years. That slow decline. And nothing people could come up with to do. They tried to give her some pills. It just made her zombie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, talk to me about what is gabapentin and dementia here.
Yeah, so they did a study to look at gabapentin. Is basically a medication that helps with nerve pain, basically. So if you've got back pain that's causing some nerve pain in your leg, or you've got neuropathy in your feet,
a lot of people have neuropathy.
Yeah, so yeah, a lot of people have that. A lot of people are on gabapentin that I treat.
Because again, for those, if you haven't listened to other shows, you do physical therapy, your physical therapy therapist who's got a doctor from USC, you've got a clinic here in Lake Forest, so these are things that you come across in your practice.
Exactly, yeah. So originally it was developed to treat seizures, and then over time people started using it and noticing that it helped with people deal with their nerve-related pain. So then doctors started prescribing it for that, and it's effective for that.
Would this be what they call an off-label use of the product?
Yeah, I don't...
It wasn't what it was designed for?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I don't know for sure if it's considered off-label to use it for nerve pain, but that could be, yes. Mm-hmm. So use it for back pain, fibromyalgia, shingles.
Someday we should do a show on all of those shingles and fibromyalgia topics I hear a lot about. I hear a lot of misinformation about. But today.
Yeah, I'd love to. Gabapentin, yeah.
How do you spell it, just so somebody's trying to Google it here?
GABAPENTIN. So GABAPENTIN.
Okay, that's the name of the drug.
Or in its other brand name would be Neurontin.
Okay, all right. And so, you're seeing people doing it, and is it working? Is it a good thing, or is it a bad thing?
Yeah, it helps concern. There's a lot of different types of nerve pain. So there's numbness and tingling and burning. There's sharp and dull, and there's all kinds of pains that are considered nerve pain.
And when you go see a doctor, they make you grade them on charts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, what Neurontin does is helps to dampen the input of those signals that are causing that. So basically, you're going to reduce the burning sensation. Maybe some of the tingling will reduce. You're not going to improve your sensation. In other words, if you have numbness, it's not going to improve your sensation there, but it dampens your nervous system a little bit. And that's how it helps to people to deal with it. They can sleep better. Maybe they have a little bit less of that sensation when they're walking.
I was going to say, this has been studied?
Yeah. So there's a study looked at 26,000 adults with chronic back pain.
Wow.
Who were prescribed gabapentin and compared them to an equal number of people with the same condition who weren't prescribed the drug. The researchers carefully controlled for age, other medical conditions, and the use of their pain medications to make sure they were making fair comparisons.
Okay, sounds fair.
They followed these patients for 10 years.
10 years?
10 years.
Wow.
To see who developed dementia or mild cognitive impairment. So that sets the stage for...
Before you get dementia.
Exactly.
You start to say, I can't remember.
I'm forgetting. Basically, if you're starting to experience those memory problems, then they know that might be something that could lead to dementia eventually.
This is probably a bad joke, but my mother used to say in the beginning, I don't have Alzheimer's, I just have some timers.
Yeah. So this is what they found.
All right.
Patients who received 6 or more gabapentin prescriptions had a 29% higher risk of developing dementia and an 85% higher risk of developing mild cognitive impairment within 10 years compared to those not taking the drug.
That doesn't sound so good.
No, and it gets more concerning when you look at the age group. So adults aged 18 to 64, that's the non-elderly population, who were prescribed gabapentin had more than twice the risk of dementia and more than twice the risk of mild cognitive impairment.
Oh, my God. I thought you were telling me this is a great drug. That sounds like a horrible thing. So they're taking pain, but it can have an unintended consequence.
Exactly. Yeah. And when they broke it down further, they saw that the 35 to 49 age group showed the most dramatic increases, over 2.4 times the risk of dementia and 3.5 times the risk of mild cognitive impairment. Even the 50 to 64 age group saw their risk more than double.
So why would any doctor prescribe this? You do it for pain, and pain's a problem, and it works well for pain, but it may double or...
Yeah, this is something that... This is from 2024 is when they had this come out, so maybe doctors don't know about it, or the other side of this is that before we all panic about these numbers is that this is a observational study. Okay. So looking back, so it's not a randomized control trial. It's not a perspective trial.
They're just noticing, they're watching these people.
So they're looking at correlations here, right?
So there could be other factors.
So it's basically an association between gabapentin and cognitive decline.
So they prove causation, but there's some connection there that was a unforeseen, unexpected, correlation. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Let's see.
Can I stop you for one second?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I know
sure.
that you're a doctor, so you're not gonna answer this the way I would, but isn't this why we don't trust drugs anymore? We were all told that fentanyl, which is a powerful thing to stop pain, no side effects.
I know.
Opioids, they gave them out like candy. That's why they eventually got sick. They were telling doctors, that's not downside to taking this stuff. It's all, and people come in pain, they want something right now, so give it to them.
Yep.
But we're suddenly realizing as a population that prolonged drug use may have other side effects that we didn't know about or envision.
That's where it's always dangerous in the beginning to be the first people to take whatever drug, because we don't have any long-term data for certain drugs that it just came out. You can't know until
10 years
like
later, and then they go, oh yeah, it works great for that, but there's a side effect, it might dramatically increase your risk of dementia here. What would you tell people who are taking it then?
Yeah, not to freak out. And I can't prescribe or tell people what to do anyway. I can give people information.
We're not saying don't take it, but
exactly.
At least talk to your doctor.
I would say definitely go to your doctor, present the information and say, hey, I heard there's been some associations between gabapentin and cognitive decline that concerns me. And is there something else maybe that we can try, or is there some other type of therapy that might be helpful for me instead of doing this?
I won't say which pill. My wife was taking another pill, and we went online and just to look it up. She'd been taking it for a while, and similarly, they discovered a whole range of unrelated side effects, serious ones. And she went back and said, isn't there another pill? And he's like, oh, there's lots of choices.
Then, you look at those side effects too.
Right, yeah, exactly. But
they all have side effects.
This was a pill that had been out for a while, and so everybody took and guessed. Well, there's a certain kind of these kind of pills that they pass out like candy.
Yep.
And it wasn't until we looked at it, we started saying, maybe they shouldn't take it at all here.
Yep.
Which, again, if you stop taking some of these pills, it can be withdrawal symptoms.
So that's why you don't just stop the pill. You talk to your doctor.
And everything here. Yikes. There's a simple thought that put that out in the universe here, that if you're taking these pills, please look into potential side effects. Are these sorts of studies available on the regular Google, or do you have to go on? Isn't there like another scientific Google part of the world?
There are. So some of these you have to be a member of, you know, where you get the journal or something like that, and then you can read these articles, or someone that has access might provide you it. Some of the universities have access to a bunch, and so you go to those libraries and you actually get in there
We used to just show
UCI is a great source for that,
and they have access to many of these medical journals, and they're in the public libraries, and you can go look. We had somebody come in, that's what I was getting at, years ago, said, I went and researched some serious condition, some cancer or something here. And they didn't just go online, they went to the UCI library and through that found access to medical journals and other sources of scientific and learned much more than they would have online. Much clearer, better information.
Yeah, definitely.
If you can't do that, I guess there's a place called OC Talk Radio with Health Simplified where we can throw some of these out. That one scared me. I didn't see that coming. I didn't get the whole memo about what this is about. I thought you were going to tell me this is a great drug, and I was going to challenge, are there any great drugs? But there are drugs that help. There's no question about it.
Yeah, there are, but in some are truly life-saving. Yeah. I mean, people can't live without them. But
know what you're taking.
Definitely.
And be aware that there may be side effects. Mm-hmm. And really do your research so that you can have the conversation with it. Because you look at the labels now, they all scare you. May cause this, may cause this. May like, oh my God. Yeah,
death is usually on there somewhere.
Death is usually on there somewhere. Yeah. I don't know what to say other than that was a showstopper for me here. All right, gabapentin?
You got it.
Check it out. And come back and learn more. We'll see if we can find some other things to explain and give you some thoughts of the day, things to learn about, talk about here as we try and make health simplified right here in Orange County's only simple community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.